We are excited about the opportunities to work on all three of those, particularly when you look at the Senate and the new Senate controlled by the Republicans. We have some committee chairmen, some new committee chairmen who are coming in. They're going to be willing to a lot of topics that we have not had the opportunity to address the past couple of years. In particular, we have to start, of course, with ongoing concerns with EPA. And one of the committees of jurisdiction is the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, which is chaired by Senator Jim Inhofe, a Republican from Oklahoma. And he's made it very clear that fighting EPA and pushing back on waters in the United States is going to be a top priority of his. But also when you look at the other issues such as taxes and transportation and trade, there's always a hook with the Agriculture Committee. And we know that Senator Pat Roberts, Republican from Kansas, in his new role as the leading Republican there, is going to insert himself on all those discussions, knowing that they're going to have an impact on agriculture. And he's going to be supported through the appropriations process by his fellow Kansas Senator, Jerry Moran, who's going to take over as the chair of that subcommittee. So we're feeling really good about the committee leadership that we have and their willingness to take on our issues.
And Woodall says this is all welcome timing.
Because when you look at our priority list, three things in particular that we want to address and have not had a whole lot of attention from the Senate recently. One is tax reform. We need overall tax reform, and we've made that very clear to both the House and the Senate. And the reason why is to try to prevent what we saw at the end of 2014, where we had to hustle to try to get the tax provisions that expired at the end of 2013, such as bonus depreciation and Section 179, put back in place. It was a bit of a Chinese fire drill that we cannot afford to do year in, year out. We need certainty in the tax code, especially for producers, and the only way we're going to get that is with overall tax reform, and we believe the Senate is up to that task. Also, we need reauthorization of the transportation bill, whether it's infrastructure for trucks carrying cattle to market or if it's trying to increase the trailer weights, which has been a priority for NCBA for quite a number of years. We need to make sure that we are addressing that and not just doing two-year short-term reauthorizations. We need a true change in our overall approach to infrastructure. And then finally, trade continues to be a high priority for cattle producers. And we know that the Senate Finance Committee is going to take a leadership role in getting Trade Promotion Authority, TPA, reauthorized, and ultimately getting TPP passed.